This goes to Dr. Helder, H-E-L-D, like David, E-R, fax 616-754-3828. Regarding Eugene, it's E-U-G-E-N-E, middle initial R like Randy, Sinclair, S-I-N like November, C-L-A-I-R. Date of birth, October 29th, 1963. Dear Dr. Helder, this is a consultation for Mr. Sinclair, who is sent for evaluation of worsening creatinine. He has had chronic kidney disease for several years. At least we have records back to August 1st of last year. And his creatinine generally runs between 1.5 and 1.6 with GFRs of 46 to 49. However, in June of this year, June 19th, 2023, creatinine increased to 1.88. with GFR of 41, then July 18th, 2023, creatinine increased to 2.22 for no known reason. GFR was 33, his lab was rechecked August 31st, 2023, and the creatinine had decreased again to 1.9, GFR 40. But this is still an increase of creatinine level and worsening of kidney function. Since June of this year. He reports that he has lost 40 pounds over several months. He is taking in less caloric intake, and he's hoping to get improved control of diabetes. He denies headaches or dizziness. He does have chronic cough, wheezing, and clear sputum production. He uses several inhalers for treatment of asthma, COPD. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, intermittent diarrhea without blood or melena, and also occasional constipation. Also, swelling of the lower extremities is stable. No rashes, bruising, or lesions are noted. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease and angina, thyroid disease, asthma, hyperlipidemia, low back pain with lumbar spinal stenosis, osteoarthritis of multiple joints, allergic rhinitis, anxiety, gastroesophageal reflux disease, fatty liver disease, obstructive sleep apnea, congestive heart failure, and COVID pneumonia in 2021. And he was hospitalized more than a week at that time. Past surgical history, he's had bilateral carpal tunnel release, right eye lens replacement, tonsillectomy, sinus surgery, a cyst on his left foot that was benign, was removed. He had a cardiac catheterization with one stent placed in 2018. Also, several surgeries for lumbar spine discitis 10 to 12 years ago. He's had a partial thyroidectomy and cervical spine surgery in January of 2023. Social history, the patient is a non-smoker. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs, and he is medically disabled. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, thyroid disease, stroke, hypertension, cancer, and asthma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to Imdur, I-M-D-U-R, Lipitor, Medrol, Norco, and Zithromax. Medications, albuterol per nebulizer every 4 to 6 hours as needed, Preventil HFA meter dose inhaler, one to two inhalations every 4 hours as needed, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Baclofen 10 milligram three times a day, Buspar 10 milligram three times a day, Duloxetine 60 milligram once daily, Zetia 10 milligram daily, Flonase nasal spray, two sprays to each nostril daily, Lasix 40 milligram once daily, Januvia 100 milligram daily, Synthroid 150 microgram daily, Claritin 10 milligram daily, Metformin 1000 milligram twice a day, Metoprolol 25 milligram once daily, Dulera 200/5 two inhalations twice a day, immediate release morphine 15 milligram every three times a day, Omeprazole 20 milligram twice a day, nitroglycerin sublingual 0.4 milligram PRN chest pain. And he's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical examination, height 67 inches, weight 248 pounds, pulse 63, and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff 130/72. Neck obese, I do not visualize any jugular venous distension. No carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs have scattered I and E bronchi that clear with cough in a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, 1 to 2+ edema of the lower extremities. Pedal pulses 1 to 2+ bilaterally, 2 to 3 second capillary refill bilaterally. Labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent labs were done August 31st, 2023. The electrolytes are normal. Creatinine was 1.9. Albumin 4.1. Calcium is 8.4. Phosphorus 3.2. Hemoglobin 11.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Hemoglobin A1C was done June 19th, 2023, and that was 5.9. We have a urinalysis done 12/9/2022, negative for blood and negative for protein. I have a echocardiogram done August 1st, 2022, and that shows ejection fraction of about 62%, mild left ventricular hypertrophy, and indeterminate diastolic function. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly worsening creatinine levels as of June 19th of this year. We are scheduling a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan at Sheridan. He will be having lumbar fusion and hardware placement 9/26/23. So we will be getting that the kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder scan prior to his lumbar fusion surgery. To rule out obstruction or to deal with obstruction if it is present. He is going to have labs every 1 to 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he's also going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.